He stood now, with his workbox set on the railing of the bridge, begging the passers-by to let him polish their shoes. But they shook their heads, and with a kind word went on their way. Up the steep road that led from the valley, Pepin could see his older brother coming from the grist mill where he worked. With lagging steps, Pepin went to meet him. As they stopped at the door of their house, right at the edge of the bluff, Pepin sighed.
"Why are you so sad today?"
his brother asked kindly.
"No work. I ask and ask and there's nothing to do,"
Pepin answered.
"If I could only go to some other town, to one of the cities, where there are more people and where they aren't so poor."
"Why can't you?" his brother asked.
"No money, only one little dog, and it wouldn't take me far on the train, or hardly to the next station."
"Pepin, could you go if I'd loan you my donkey?" his brother asked.
"Yes, but how would you get back and forth to the mill?"
"I'll walk," his brother offered. The Wonders of Granada. A few days later, Pepin set out toward the mountains on the donkey. His mother had filled one of his saddlebags with food enough to last until he could earn more money, and in the other bag he carried an old quilt to cover him when he slept along the road at night. Behind him was strapped his boot-blacking box, ready for any work he might pick up along the way. For several days, Pepin rode steadily westward through the mountain passes toward Granada. He was sure he could get work there. It was a larger city than Ronda, and many travelers came to see its fine old palace, the Alhambra.